The actions of the president and his party are pulling us further and further apart. I won't waste your time with finger pointing or partisan bickering. You can get that on TV anytime you want. I want to have an honest conversation about common sense and common ground, about this feeling that our nation is sliding off its shared foundation and how we move forward together.
I thought Tim Scott did a great job. I don't know about you. And by the way, a little bit later on, we'll get some calls. I thought Tim Scott did a masterful job. And by the way, he spoke from the heart. I know it was a scripted teleprompter type of speech, but I'm going to tell you, it came from the heart. I mean, you could tell when he was talking about his youth and how he almost got into some really serious trouble. He was absolutely amazing. I thought Tim Scott moved up a notch in the Republican hierarchy, and he's an African American, and he's from South Carolina, a key state, in the East and the Southeast. I thought he did really well. Coming up, Shelley Luther is an amazing woman. She was the Dallas salon owner who defied state orders, stayed open last April. She was fined $7,000, sentenced to 7 days in jail. She's going to be at Stoney's on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. in Town Square. Go out and introduce yourself. She's really a nice lady, and hopefully I'll get a chance to meet her tomorrow night at the Americans for Prosperity event. We'll talk about that with her and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Great to have you with us on a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 5:30, I just checked the traffic cams, and there is a crash to avoid. It's on the off-ramp, Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. Also, slow flows on the other side, 15 northbound at Charleston, chugging into the Spaghetti Bowl from that side. Also, 515 west after Pecos. You're bumper to bumper through there. And we're getting those typical rush hour flows right now on the 15 through the resort corridor between Sunset and Sahara, both north and south. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour as you work through there. Also, backups on the Beltway, 215 west at Tenaya, and very slow. That's 515 east at Las Vegas Boulevard, and bridge work causing delays 15 north at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball bringing in another transfer. Kent State senior guard Mike Nuga tweeting out that he has made the decision to transfer to UNLV. Last season at Kent State, he averaged 18 points, 6 rebounds per game. Pretty solid perimeter shooter. He made 50% of his shots, including 39% on three-pointers. He also reportedly was interested in BYU and Wyoming. UNLV will be his fourth school in 6 years. He played at two-year school Eastern Florida State College. Then he went to Portland State, then Kent State, and now headed to UNLV. NFL draft getting underway tonight. The Raiders, they will select number 17 in the first round. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Cleaning your fuel system can make your car run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and add it to your tank during your next fill-up. On sale now, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by and talk to our professional parts people today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You remember the Dallas salon owner who defied the state of Texas and stayed open during the pandemic? She was fined $7,000, sentenced to 7 days in jail. She is Shelley Luther, and she's going to be in Las Vegas on Saturday for a big deal at Stoney's in Town Square. First of all, thank you so much for spending some time with us, Shelley. Welcome to Southern Nevada.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
What did you learn from that experience?
That our government is evil. Basically, I did not know enough about local government and what they could actually do to me because I had kind of had my head in the sand.
The Texas Supreme Court kind of saved your butt a little bit. Can you explain what happened with them?
Well, I got a contempt of court order, a contempt of court charge by a judge because he gave me a restraining order against my salon because I opened it against the ordinances. And when I didn't obey that, he said that I could go to jail for 180 days, or I can apologize to them. And, you know, he would consider that. And I decided not to apologize, and he sentenced me for 7 days in jail. And the Supreme Court came to me, came to my aid, saying, you know, they held off for a little while wanting to check everything out. And just a couple weeks ago, they just exonerated me of that charge. So I'm not going to have to pay the $7,000 fine or serve the remainder of the jail sentence, which is 5 days. But the city of Dallas is still coming after me. So I have a court case with them in December.
What was the food like? I'm just curious.
I didn't eat it.
You didn't?
No, it was a diet plan that you don't enjoy. But, I mean, you know, there's a silver lining to everything, I guess.
I am curious, though. Are you surprised by the way the national media just, I mean, they were all over this thing? We covered it on our show. You were more than just somebody battling the state of Texas. You were a symbol, I think, trying to undo a really bad thing that happened to you.
Well, it did turn out that way, but it definitely wasn't my intention. I was just more concerned about our salon and, you know, me being 2 months behind on my mortgage and my hairstylist not, you know, eating because they were feeding their kids. And the state was doing zero to help us. And I did the only thing I knew how to do was to just open the salon.
This is going to be a big event coming up on Saturday morning. Michelle Fiore, a good friend of ours, is going to be hosting this reception in Town Hall with you, the founder of Courage to Stand Foundation. And tell me what Courage to Stand is all about and what's the mission statement?
Well, basically, you know, a lot of people think that I had courage when I stood up. To me, it was more just a principle thing. I don't feel like I'm a hero by any means. You know, people that go to war and fight for us, those are heroes. But I really just want to see everyday heroes be, you know, kind of glorified. We don't have enough of that, of good stories of people that have done really amazing things when they've been backed into a corner and turned it into something great. So we feature those people on our show.
Free coffee and donuts will be served. All are invited. And it's Saturday, 10 a.m. at Stoney's Rockin' Country. They're on Las Vegas Boulevard South, right there in Town Square. Everybody knows where Stoney's is. I am so glad you're going to be coming out. And you're going to be at a number of events coming up over the next couple of days, are you not?
We are. We're so excited. I think that we have an event. Is there an Ahern Stadium there?
Yeah, the hotel. Yeah, and I'll okay. be there. I'll be there, and I'll get a chance to introduce myself to you.
Oh, perfect. Didn't a gentleman there get fined for holding, like, an evangelical for Trump event, like $11,000?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did someone tell him not to pay that? I wouldn't have.
I know. Hey, Shelley, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I look forward to meeting you tomorrow night. It's going to be big, Americans for Prosperity, the Stand for Freedom event. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you spending some time with us. And enjoy your stay here in Southern Nevada, okay?
Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
There you go. Shelley Luther. A courageous woman. Gosh. Stay where you are. More to do as we can. We'll check week 13 of the Nevada legislature. Daniel Honcharu comments. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Trevor Lawrence did go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the draft is off and running. I want you to hear from Daniel Honcharu. He is the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And we had him on the show earlier today, and we were talking about the fact that they have reopened the legislative building. We began the session with nobody in the building, and now we've got limited folks in the building. And I asked him today if folks are taking advantage of that opportunity to come to the legislative building.
Yes, but they continue to trickle in. I continue to maintain my position that this entire 2021 legislative session has just made a mockery of Nevada's legislative process, you know, by prohibiting individuals, concerned activists, even lobbyists from entering the building. That's beginning to change. Myself, you know, I was in the lower triage in terms of who is entitled to the COVID vaccine first. So, for example, I've only gotten my first dose and am awaiting a second dose weeks later before I can come into the building without question. Otherwise, you got to stand outside for an hour and get an on-site negative test. So they're still making it very difficult to enter the building despite what Sisolak and company are messaging.
Let's talk about some legislation, in particular AB 395, and a debate has ensued on kind of a hot-button issue, capital punishment.
Yeah, this is a really interesting issue, and let me just say that typically this is not within our purview. NPRI focuses on economics and free markets and not so much on cultural social issues. But this bill catches our eye for a variety of reasons, because there's a bunch of interesting dynamics occurring. The bill number is AB 395, and it sailed through the assembly on party lines 26-16. All GOP against, all Dems in favor. So now it's proceeded to the Senate. Senate Judiciary has, it's been referred to. And there are several questions ahead to determine the fate of this bill. First of all, we don't really know if Governor Sisolak supports the legislation. When he was first campaigning, he expressed pretty firmly that he opposed the death penalty. But then some months later, I think post-primary, probably in a political calculation, made the assertion that, yes, he actually supports the death penalty, but only in the most extreme circumstances. So it's possible there may be some amendments, inserted into this bill to try and sway Sisolak on board. We'll see. But the more interesting part of this AB 395 debate is who is determining how it will play out. And I'll specifically mention Senators Nicole Cannizzaro and Melanie Scheibel, Chairwoman and Vice Chairwoman for Senate Judiciary, who are both acting Deputy District Attorneys, and are hearing this bill that essentially, is a major conflict of their work. DAs both write and enforce the laws. So the fact that they're even doing this is so frustrating. As you may well know, Kevin, pardon me, we filed a lawsuit several months ago calling out all these dual servant lawmakers, those employed in both the legislative and the executive branch. We have some big news, I hope, to make on that mark next week. But yeah, just the entire dynamics around AB 395 are interesting. Those negotiations are happening behind the scenes now. I really am not sure how it's going to come out. It'll be a major test for Sisolak, kind of a virtue signaling test. And, you know, he's had a bad week already because his innovation zones bill kind of fell apart. So not sure how he's going to handle this particular issue.
What would AB 395 do? Would it ban all executions?
It would ban all executions outright. And a proposed conceptual amendment might be such as, well, you know, we will ban it for everybody except the most notorious serial killer rapist types, right? You know, back in the day, I think capital punishment was intended to be utilized for only the worst of the worst violent criminals. And I think part of the problem is that prosecutors too often seek it these days. So that will be the calculus going forward, whether to exempt some people from this otherwise abolition of capital punishment in this state.
There you have it. Daniel Honcharu, he joined us earlier, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give the last word today to the President of the United States and his speech last night to a joint session of Congress. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Washington politicians are at it again, and Nevadans will pay the price if they get their wish. Washington is now toying with ending the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. This partisan tactic will put one-sided politics on steroids, making it easier for those in power to ram their partisan agendas through Congress. But you can help stop this partisan power grab and support the filibuster and Nevada values. Join Americans for Prosperity and the Libre Initiative Thursday, April 29th at 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then on Friday, April 30th, join us in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel at 6 p.m. Senator Cortez Masto needs your encouragement to keep her word and stand up to Washington and oppose ending the filibuster. That's Thursday, April 29th, 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then Friday night, April 30th at the Ahern Hotel. For more information, check us out on Facebook at Americans for Prosperity Nevada, paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Knight County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislator. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Before we leave you, and I'm going to leave you with the President of the United States, I must tell you, I was horribly disappointed at the speech last night. It was 65 minutes. It was interesting rhetoric, but nothing outlandish. The problem is that the policy and the programs that he wants to initiate are scary for America. And it's something that we're going to have to find a way to defeat. The American people, I don't think, and I could be wrong on this, I don't think that they're going to stand around and watch their taxes go up and up and up and up and up. I just don't think so. I went through the speech last night looking for the best and the brightest. You know, the lines that would be so memorable that we'd be talking about it for weeks to come. The problem is there wasn't any. I did find 2 minutes and 8 seconds of talking points and platitudes. It was a little scary, you know, like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Anyway, this was the president last night. A little montage from last night's address to a joint session of Congress. Here it is.
After just 100 days, I can report to the nation, America is on the move again. Peril into possibility, crisis to opportunity, setbacks into strength. We all know life can knock us down, but in America, we never, ever, ever stay down. Tonight, I can say, because of you, the American people, our progress these past 100 days against one of the worst pandemics in history has been one of the greatest logistical achievements this country's ever seen. The American Jobs Plan is a blue-collar blueprint to build America. That's what it is. And it recognizes something I've always said in this chamber and the other. Good guys and women on Wall Street, but Wall Street didn't build this country. The middle class built the country, and unions built the middle class. We also need to make a once-in-a-generation investment in our families and our children. That's why I've introduced the American Families Plan tonight. American Families Plan will provide access to quality, affordable child care. My fellow Americans, we have to come together to rebuild trust between law enforcement and the people they serve, to root out systemic racism in our criminal justice system, and to enact police reform in George Floyd's name that passed the House already. As I told every world leader I've ever met with over the years, it's never, ever, ever been a good bet to bet against America, and it still isn't. We're the United States of America. There's not a single thing, nothing beyond our capacity. We can do whatever we set our minds to if we do it together.
The problem is this president has done nothing to bring us together. Higher taxes, more regulations, all the stuff that President Trump fixed. This guy is going to break it. And that's the difficulty. Coming up tomorrow, I'm very excited about tomorrow's show. We're going to have some fun tomorrow. And you know how Friday is. We have the Friday song. We have all kinds of stuff. One of the things we're going to talk about a lot is what's going to happen on Saturday.